Welcome to Tuesday, 11 minutes after 5 a.m., and thanks very much for letting us be a part of your busy day. A lot of things happened over the weekend. We had a little bit of an adventure. Did you know? Did you know that somewhere between when you buy a car brand new and it hits 185,000 miles, somewhere in there you're actually supposed to have the spark plugs replaced?
It's called having a tune-up.
Yeah.
You've never had a tune-up for your car? Ever?
No.
That's nice.
I did.
And it's starting to tell you that was the wrong idea, right?
Well, I was driving down the highway, and I felt it kind of chugging a little bit. You know, it was almost like it almost felt like it was out of alignment or something. It would just kind of chug a little.
And that's the gunk. That's the gunk building up in the car, man.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
after 185,000 miles.
Yeah, absolutely. And so I thought, well, you know.
The car needs a colonoscopy, for crying out loud.
So when I was heading up the hill, you know, my house lived, and it wouldn't make it up the hill. It was chugging, trying to get up the hill. I thought, wow, I really got to get this puppy into the mechanic. And I thought, finally, the car has died, and I can go get a new car. You know, because that's the agreement. I got to wait until this car dies before I can get a new car. Right?
So you're doing everything possible to kill the car.
Pretty much, yeah.
Honey, 40 in reverse.
Oh, yeah, it'll do 40 in reverse. So I at one point I had forgotten to change the oil in it, and it went 10,000 miles between oil changes. And I thought, yeah, okay. So I took it to the mechanic, and he's tinkering around, and he comes back in. And you know, the guy I take it to is a great guy. Usually he just tinkers with it, fixes it. It's what he estimated it was, and off I go. So he starts tinkering, and he comes back in to the lobby there. And I'm like, okay, here it comes. Here comes the bad news. He goes, when was the last time you had this thing tuned up? And I thought about it, and I thought about it, and I thought about it, and I thought about it. I said, I don't know. I really don't know.
That would be never.
Clinton was president back then.
They don't even make these kind of spark plugs anymore.
Let's see, it's a 2000, so who was president in 2000? It was
that would be
Bush, right?
George W. Bush beating Al Gore, according
to
the Supreme
Court. Yeah. So Bush was president. Bush had just become president when we bought this car. And, I think the original plugs were in it, the original spark plugs.
My car, well, one of them, is at the age now where simple things, they don't make the parts anymore.
Yeah.
I had, you know, the oil cap, the cap that's on top of the oil cap.
Yeah, yeah.
It had a crack in it, and it wasn't sealed properly.
So couldn't get another
one? I go to the auto parts place, and hey, I've got this. It's this model
here.
And they laughed, and they went, ha, 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 ha. Maybe a junkyard would have
that's
a part.
What he said. He said, I know a couple of junkyards in town. Maybe they have one of your cars on their scrap heap, and they can get the oil cap and bring it over here.
Wow.
And they did.
So what do you know? My car runs like a champ now that I've had a tune-up on it.
And you're going, dang.
200,000 miles could not be far off.
Well, no, it won't be. It's 15,000 miles from now. Spark plugs and a new coil and all that kind of stuff, $500.
See, up here, though, a couple more winters and the rust will start to creep in. You know?
Yeah.
Usually the body goes first up here.
Well, that is one thing that I've noticed. My car is 13, 14 years old, which is very unusual up here. Because it has no body cancer. There's no cancer on that car at all. Now, a couple more winters, I'll put my foot down on the brake and my foot will go right through the floorboard.
Well, it's not quite that bad.
I don't know.
Now, that's going to be the death of my minivan. I mean, I can see that. The rust is now at the bottom of the door level.
Sure.
And is gradually moving higher.
Yeah. And as we know, rust never sleeps.
Yeah. There's a lot of interesting things I do want us to talk about today. There was a story I saw on WSAU.com. of a gentleman that is looking at some severe trouble because he allowed his 11-year-old daughter to drive him home because he was drunk, and what do you know, she hit a tree.
Well, you know, in most drunk driving cases, it's whoever is most sober who gets to drive. You know,
so an 11-year-old
all four of us are kind of messed up, but Joe, I think you've had the least to drink, so you drive.
Well,
so here it's. I know my 11-year-old is not going to do such a good job driving, but would do a better job driving than I would do.
Technically, the charge should be some sort of child endangerment, right? He can't be charged with drunk driving, can he?
Okay, let's see here. Police have recommended charges against the girl's father for recklessly endangering safety and permitting an unauthorized minor to drive a vehicle. 35-year-old man had been drinking, asked his daughter to drive. The Jeep struck a tree near South 3rd Avenue and West Street in Wausau at 6 p.m. on Friday.
Considering how draconian the drunk driving laws are now, there may be less of a punishment for the charges he's going to get as opposed to whether or not he would have got behind the wheel. So he's probably going to be better off this way.
Well, yeah, but do you think the drunk driving laws are too harsh?
Well, they're pretty draconian.
No, the drunk driving laws here are ridiculous.
They're draconian compared to what they were 20, 30, 40 years ago. They are much more draconian than they used to be.
But that indicates that the law is, the punishment is harsher than the crime. When you say it's draconian, it's not just meaning old-fashioned. It means that that the punishment is more harsh than the crime. And you think that the punishment is too? I don't. I think the drunk driving laws in this state are ridiculously lenient.
We are the only state in the country where your first drunk driving offense is essentially a freebie.
Yeah.
That we issue a citation.
It's not
you don't
a criminal.
Show up in court.
Right. It's going to cost you some money.
Your fine.
It's going to cost you money. It's going to cost you inconvenience and may cost you your driver's license. But there's no jail time. In Florida, I know that nobody wants to compare it to that nut job state, but you go to jail, period. Period. And then your trouble begins.
And has that lessened the amount of drunk driving in Florida?
Yes. The attitude toward drunk driving in that and many other states that have harsher penalties, much different than here. Here, it's like, what the hell? You know, not so. When you lose
I don't know if it's what the hell anymore. I mean,
the guy let his 11-year-old kid drive him home. That's the most stupid thing I've ever heard.
Because he knew what would happen if he got behind the wheel.
I have
picked up.
I have one word for the gentleman. Taxi.
Well, that's right.
That's
absolutely.
All I'm saying.
With Safe Ride, there's no reason to drive drunk anymore. That's certainly true.
All right. WSAU, lots more coming your way. Hold tight. Here we go.
The creator of Palcohol, which is powdered alcohol, released a PSA this week begging customers not to snort the product. "We're sorry," said the customers, "but we are the type of people who would buy this product. When we see a powder, that's kind of our first thought."
The news, talk, and Rush Station. News Talk 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.